It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, Remax Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. And good afternoon and welcome everyone to St. Cloud Cathedral High School and the 18th annual Crusader Classic, an 18 boys basketball tournament held here each winter break at St. Cloud Cathedral. I'm Rick Grammond as the Piers Pioneers and Litchfield Dragons meet here in the second game of the day. Bram was a 94-60 winner over Concordia Academy of Roseville in the first game of the day. So Bram will await the winner of this game tomorrow, while the loser of this game will face Concordia of Roseville. Pioneers will be the home team on the scoreboard. They're in their black uniforms, while wearing white with the green is Litchfield, the Dragons, coached by John Carlson. Matt Pepping, the head coach of the Pioneers. We weren't expecting to see Michael Meyer. It was my understanding that he was going to be on a family trip and unavailable this tournament, but change of plans and some readjusting of tickets and such, and Michael will be here both today and tomorrow, but he will not be here Wednesday for the finale whenever the Pioneers square off. So it'll be good to have Michael Meyer in the lineup here today. The second half of the bracket, the game after this is defending state champion Melrose, number one ranked, undefeated, against 7-2 Watertown Mayor. And then the nightcap is the host team, St. Cloud Cathedral, against the visitors from the west, Mandan, North Dakota. So it's Piers and Litchfield coming up next.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time for being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics and Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2016. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your new year will be a joyous one. Thank you again for your loyalty from all of us at Design Electronics.
Here are the starting lineups for the Pioneers. It will be Matt Tauges, along with Broderick Leshinsky, Johnny Casper, Michael Meyer, and Aaron Weber on the court for the Pioneers in black with white numerals trimmed in red. And for the Dragons, they start Noah Krieger, all juniors in their lineup. Noah Krieger, 5'10", Brandon Nelson, a 5'7", junior, Carter Wattenhofer, a 6-foot junior, Luke Schultz is a 6'1", junior, and John Madsen, a 6-foot junior, and this game is underway, and the opening tip is controlled by Litchfield. Piers has never beaten Litchfield in this tournament, 0-4 in their history, and Litchfield's got the opening possession. This tournament does utilize the 35-second shot clock. Only time this year the Pioneers will see that. As they open up in a man-to-man, do the Pioneers. They work at Schultz, now out to the jump ball circle, into the hands of the point guard, Brandon Nelson. Pivoting at the high post now, Wattenhofer, they go backdoor, cut for two. Carter Wattenhofer has the game's first 2 points, and now Piers on offense for the first time. Michael Meyer at the right elbow, hands it back out to Johnny Casper, right wing. It's a Litchfield man-to-man defense as well. Right corner for the junior, Matt Tauges. He's the only junior in the starting lineup. Tauges goes baseline, teardrop floater is short, fights for his own rebound, and we've got a Litchfield foul. Good effort by Tauges to follow up his own miss and draw a Dragon foul. One of the three referees comes over and says it's on Luke Schultz, 6'1 junior. And we get a substitute in on the first dead ball here It'll be a pass in into the ball game. Comes Owen Borma. Pass in out front to Leshinsky. Now top of the key. Casper drives and dishes to the corner. Here's a Tauges three. In and out. Casper rebound, and he is fouled. And Johnny Casper will go to the line. That's a couple of offensive rebounds now for the Pioneers. And this Litchfield foul is on number four, Brandon Nelson. His first, team second. And it is a free throw opportunity here for Casper. Johnny misses the first. Back in comes Noah Krieger. He'd been replaced and got a quick word of instruction from his head coach. One more now for Johnny Casper, who's shooting about 74% on the line. And he made one of two. So the Pioneers are on the board at the 16:51 mark on a Casper free throw. And it's a 2-1 Litchfield lead. Now Krieger, front court in front of the Pioneer bench. Down in front of us, Pioneers are going to the right, and the Dragons are on the bench to my left. Here's a loose ball swatted at, and it's picked up by Tauges, leading a 2-on-4. Trailing pass back, Leshinsky, transition three is up and way off. Fought for the rebound and putting it up and in is Michael Meyer. And again, the offensive board work early here. Third offensive rebound already for Piers, and it puts Piers up 3-2. 16:10 to go in the half. Krieger now, right side, goes inside, challenges, misses off the rim. Casper tips the rebound. Meyer tips the rebound over to Aaron Weber. Quick ball movement, get it inside to Meyer. Double team down low, had it stripped loose. And Owen Borma will come away with it. Good defense down low, doubling up on Meyer by the Dragons, forces a turnover. And now Borma on the right side to Krieger. Nice little duck-in move, but he threw it away right to Tauges. Tauges back the other way. Still with the ball. And now we'll hand it back to Leshinsky, and the Pioneers will set up half court. Down low, left side, Meyer knifes his way to the rim. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Luke Schultz of Litchfield. 3-2, Piers. 15:22 to play in the half. Winner gets Bram. Loser gets Concordia. Three on the way, left side. No good. That was Schultz with Aaron Weber pulling down the rebound. Weber, stutter step drive to the corner now. This is Meyer back for Aaron. A three is long. Pioneers cold shooting so far. And the rebound pulled away. Here comes Krieger now, front court for Litch. 2-6 record for Litchfield, 3-2 for Piers. Krieger, left side. Long shot from the left side, comes up short, and it drops right into the hands of Tauges. Tauges goes inside, and he tried to thread the needle through to Meyer, and he threw it right to a Dragon as Luke Schultz stepped into the passing lane. 14:35 left, a sluggish start for both teams. 3-2 Piers. Here's post-up move inside. Wattenhofer kicks it out to the corner. Three is up and long. Rebound Casper on the baseline. He wants to push. Casper stopped inside the line. Back out top now into the post. Meyer finds a leaning Aaron Weber, who banks it up and in. First two for Aaron, and Piers is now up 5-2 at 14:05 to go in the half. Weber now 29 points away from that 1,000-point career mark. He came in with 969 points, and those are his first two tonight. Left side on the wing, Borma. Borma, one dribble, now out to the point. Picks it up, and Krieger will circle back out front and restart the offense with 13:40 to go. Five to shoot on the clock. Into the lane, there's contact, and we're going to get a Piers foul right with about a second left on the shot clock. And the foul is on Piers' Johnny Casper, his first, team's first, and now we get Hunter Bednar in. Nick Harold in. So it's Bednar, Harold, Casper, Tauges, and Weber on the court for Piers, and a whistle and a moving screen. And that's on Litchfield's Noah Krieger away from the ball. So that'll be a Litchfield turnover. That's his first and the Dragons' third team foul. Piers 5, Litchfield 2. 13.5 to go, first half from the Cathedral Crusader Classic. Casper, ball handling right side. Rotating around, Nick Harrell, one dribble and stop. Back into the hands of Johnny Casper. Casper explodes to the rim and scores. Strong move, right-handed layup, Johnny Casper. Casper now with 3 points. And a quick jumper on the other end comes off. And Weber has it poked away out of his hands. Knocked out of his hands by Andrew Fisher, who's in the ball game for the Dragons. And we've got a timeout on the court here at St. Cloud Cathedral High School. 13:07 remain. It's a Litchfield 30-second timeout. Pioneers 7 and the Dragons 2. We'll be back to more action after this.
The holiday party season is here, and there's no better place to host your gathering than the Red Rooster in Genola. Call them today at 468-9996 to make your reservations. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous bologna day from 11:30 until everything's gone. All you can eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule on the weekend. Supporting the Piers Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
Following the Litchfield timeout, Piers with possession. Johnny Casper front court score. Piers 7, Litchfield 2. Just under 13 minutes remaining in the opening half. Man-to-man by the Dragons. Tauges left wing. Out top, Hunter Bednar. Quickly over right side for Johnny Casper. Pick and roll with Bednar. Johnny now throws it down low. Hunter steps around a defender. Missed his shot. Got his own rebound and found an open Nick Harrell across the way. Here's Tauges going to the rim. Left hand, that comes off. Rebound, and finally, it's cleared away by Litch. And a reach-in foul coming up court on Tauges. Matt. His first, team second, as the rebound controlled by Cody Schabert of Litch. Into the lineup now for the Dragons. John Madsen returns. Peyton Aller into the ball game as well. 7-2 Pioneers, 12:20 to go. Pioneers have scored the last 7 points after Litchfield scored the opening basket of the ball game. Brandon Nelson, left side. They're going to get a baseline, little runner up and in. Schultz found a seam on the left baseline and scored. He's got 2, and it's 7-4 now, Piers. Now it's Johnny Casper finding Harrell. Quickly left corner for Matt Tauges. Back to Weber out top. Aaron starts his dribble. Hands the ball off to Harrell. Free throw line high. Curling out front. Getting inside is Tauges. And they worked it in for a nice look. Matt Tauges. His first 2. And it's 9-4 Pioneers with 11:35 to go first half at Cathedral. Weber defending out front. Now Harrell joins in on the defense, and he got his open man, Brandon Nelson. Back out top, and this is Peyton Aller. Left side on the wing for Schultz. They work it back out. Aller drives down the right side of the lane. Tauges knocked it away to Bednar, and now it's in the hands of Johnny Casper. Back for Weber. Three-pointer left side. In and out. Casper up above everybody. Put back, no. Rebound up and in by Weber for 2. Two more offensive rebounds. That trip down for Piers, and Weber now with 4. And it's an 11-4 Piers lead with 10:55 to go. And the Dragons turn it over as Alar can't handle a pass on the baseline. And now Broderick Leshinsky will come in, and Noah Bozer will come in for the first time. Noah's been battling a knee problem all year. And I met his mom and dad, Scott and Brenda, coming into the gymnasium here. And they said Noah's going to give it a go here. So Bozer out on the court with Bednar, Weber, Harrell, and Leshinsky for the Pioneers. And there's some full court pressure applied here by Litch, the Dragons of Litchfield. Harrell breaks the pressure with the dribble. Now lost his footing, and we might have a held ball. Yeah, a defender got his hand on the ball, and that caused Nick to kind of lose his steps a little bit. And the referees say that's a jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs to Piers. Weber to throw it in, baseline left, quickly into Harold. Thought about a shot, instead passed out front to Leshinsky. Weber works it down low for Bozer on the right base. They rotate to the top for Leshinsky. Back to Harold. Litchfield's gone 2-3 zone here after opening in a man. 10.5 to go, 20 to shoot. Harold out top, Leshinsky. Right side, Bozer from about 20, in and out. And up above is Bednar, and he is fouled. Another offensive rebound. And the foul is on Peyton Aller. His first and the fourth foul, at least three of them, have come on offensive rebound situations for Piers. 10:20 to play. They reset the shot clock on the foul, so we're back up. Here's a Harold long three. There's a three for Nick Harold. First made three of the ball game. Extends the Piers lead to 10, 14-4, with 10:05 to play here at Cathedral. Here's Peyton Aller, give and go, down low. They get it inside to Borsma. He banks it up and in. Well, they gave it to Aller, so it's 14-6. Harold, right corner, Bozer. Bozer skips it off for Leshinsky. Broderick will try a three. That's off the back rim. Rebound tipped to the corner by Nick Harold, but nobody from Piers could get to it, and it'll go over to Painesville. And now Michael Meyer and Johnny Casper will come in for Piers. Carter Wattenhopper returns for Litchfield. 14-6 Piers, 9:34 remain first half. Also back in now, Brandon Nelson. And checking in as well, Marcus Hune, number 20, for the first time. So that's at least 10 guys that have played for Litchfield so far. Here's Wattenhofer, left side into the hands of Nelson. Top of the key for Hune. Into the low post, it's picked away by Nick Harold. Harold with a steal, through traffic. Nick puts it up, and they're going to call player control foul and wave off the basket. Harold called for the player control foul, his first, third foul on the Pioneers. Nick created the turnover with the steal, tried to go end-to-end, but Litchfield able to get back defensively and draw the charge. 9:14 to play, Piers 14, Litchfield 6, first half. Second game of the day here. Bram, big winner by 40 over Concordia Academy of Roseville in the opener. Here's Noah Krieger with a nice strong move. No, off the rim. Rebound, Michael Meyer. And then Krieger snuck in from behind and picked up a steal. Good quickness by Noah Krieger. Krieger zips it inside for Marcus Hune. Turnaround is off, and there's Michael Meyer with another rebound. Weber back the other. Piers really doing a nice job on the boards here. Both ends of the court. Weber thought about a three. Goes to Harold left corner at the end of the Litchfield bench. Back out top goes Johnny Casper. Leshinsky down low on the baseline. Meyer tried to sneak it inside to Weber coming down the lane, but it was deflected, and Litch has that turnover now. It's Nelson front court. Back to Wattenhopper. Hune on the left elbow. This is Noah Krieger guarded by Casper. Carter Wattenhofer well on the floor. Skips it across the way for Marcus Hune. Cutting inside. Oh, we've got Michael Meyer upended as the foul will be on Michael as they got the ball down low to Brandon Nelson, and Michael went tumbling over the top of him. Meyer picks up the foul. His first, fourth team foul. It'll be a baseline right pass in for Litchfield. Now Litch brings John Madsen back in. Also returning to the lineup, Luke Schultz. 8:12 to go off the inbounds. They get it into Nelson. Back out top comes Schultz. Back to Nelson. Three-pointers teed up, and it's off. Rebound, Casper. He's got a lane up the right side. Now he pulls it back and hands it to Weber for Meyer. One dribble and stop on the left block. Back, and Harold comes back out top. Nick's pass deflected right back to Nick. Quickly fires it down low. Weber. Out top, tipped over from Casper to Harold. Litchfield, good active defense out there with the zone. Casper out top, 7:40 to play in the half. Harold, another three. That one comes off, and Meyer with another board. Here's Casper. He's stripped by Krieger. Here's a lead-out pass. Krieger running the floor. Casper back, trailing the play and missing a layup, and it goes off of the Pioneers as John Madsen had an opportunity to drop one in. 7:27, Litchfield to inbounds, baseline left, Pierce 14. They haven't scored in a while. 14-6 in favor of Pierce. Out top comes John Madsen, a 6-foot junior, rotating to the point. Brandon Nelson fires a three. That drops in and out. Loose ball rebound inside for Litchfield. Wattenhofer, Krieger for three. Yes! Noah Krieger hits Litchfield's first three, and that'll prompt a Matt Pepping timeout. And it cuts the Pioneer lead to 5 with 7:11 left to play. The score, Pierce 14, Litchfield 9 on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
When you're hungry before or after a Pioneer ball game, stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. On Tuesdays, it's taco night with $1 tacos. Thursdays, it's wing night. A dozen wings for just $4.95 with 8 different sauces and 1 dry rub to choose from. Also on Thursdays, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread for $6.50. The Brickyard always has a full menu available every day. On Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with coleslaw, mashed potatoes and gravy for $7.95, ribs for $10.95, or chicken and ribs for $12.95. The Brickyard also does catering and is a great place to host your holiday party. Live music, big screen TVs, and great food at the Brickyard in Pierce.
Welcome back to the Crusader Classic, the 18th annual tournament, one of the longest running boys tournaments in the state of Minnesota. 6:55 to play in the first half. It's Pierce 14, Litchfield 9. Pierce with the ball out of the timeout, and Meyer finds a cutting Nick Harold for two. Nice play. Harold with 5 to lead the Pioneers, and it's 16-9. 6:40 remain in the half. Litchfield picked up their dribble with Aller. Now they rotate out front. Krieger left side, guarded by Casper. Now it's Wattenhofer, Carter Wattenhofer to Krieger. He just hit his three from the right side. One dribble to the point into the hands of Luke Schultz. They move the ball quickly. They do a lot of screening away from the ball. Very disciplined pattern offense. There's a loose ball. Leshinsky. Good hustle by Broderick getting on the floor. Finds Casper. Back to Leshinsky. And he traveled. He got Wattenhofer off his feet with a little pump fake, but he took an extra step to get going and is called for the travel. And now Matt Tauges will replace Nick Harold with 6:07 remaining. Pierce 16, Litchfield 9 here at Cathedral. Melrose and Watertown Mayor have the next ball game here. Krieger, long three, no, rebound inside, out of bounds. Touched last by Peyton Aller of Litch. They're going to put on pressure. Tauges, Leshinsky, Meyer, Weber, and Casper on the court. Long lead pass results in a 3-on-2 and a layup for Weber. Meyer to Weber. That ball never touched the floor. Weber's got 6 now, and it's 18-9. Pierce has doubled up Litchfield. Quickly inside, Krieger cut off by Weber. Free throw line jumper, Schultz rims it out. And that was Matt Tauges going up high for the board. Here comes the junior point guard. Michael Meyer now hands it back to Tauges. Right side for Johnny Casper. Left side, Leshinsky. 5:15 to play in the half. Meyer glides on the left block, up and off. Rebound, Michael got knocked to the floor. Michael fouled as he went up for another offensive rebound. That has been the story of the half. Foul is on Cody Schabert of Litchfield. His first. That is team foul number 5 on Litchfield. Madsen back in, as is Fisher for Litch. Baseline left, Weber for Leshinsky. Coming up on about 5 minutes to play in the half, 18-9 Piers. Weber, left elbow behind the arc. Now to Casper. 5 minutes on the clock, 27 to shoot. As Casper gets a screen from Meyer, doesn't use it, goes to Weber left side instead. Now Tauges, ball fake, baseline drive, floater up and in. Matt Tauges with a strong baseline move. That's 4 for Matt Tauges. 20-9, biggest lead is 11 now for Piers. Overplaying the pass was Leshinsky, and it results, oh, an opportunity and a putback basket there. And that was John Madsen with an offensive rebound basket for the Dragons. 20-11 now, 4:25 remaining in the half at Cathedral. Right side, Weber goes into the lane, kicks it out to Tauges. Got a screen from Weber coming back. Out of Meyer, right side, coming out front is Johnny Casper. Again, the pick and roll inside. This is Weber, duck under, right hand, up and in. Aaron Weber starting to heat up. He's got 8. On the other end, here comes Litch now. 22-11 Pioneers with 4 minutes left in the half. Top of the key for Andrew Fisher. To the point for Nelson. Back for Krieger. Noah Krieger, 5'10 junior. Gets a return pass. Open three-pointer is good. Noah Krieger's banged down a couple of threes, one from each side. He's got 6, and the lead is 8 for Piers, 22-14. Leshinsky, right corner three. That comes off. Casper tips the rebound, and Litch will get that rebound, and then Casper will pick up a foul. I believe Johnny bumped Fisher going up, and it is Johnny's 2nd. 15 foul. Casper becomes the first Pioneer with 2 fouls, and now Noah Bozer will replace Johnny. Coach Carlson will bring Carter Wattenhofer back in. There's not a lot of size out on this court for either team. The tallest starter listed for Litchfield is 6'1", Luke Schultz. And I think a generous 6'1 for Weber, Meyer would be the extent of the height for Piers as well. Pick and roll down low, and they can't execute. The ball tipped out, I believe, either by Meyer or Weber. They tried to work it down low to John Madsen. Again, this is a very disciplined team tradition. They work screens, pick and rolls very well. A lot of ball movement. Coming off left side now, penetrating Brandon Nelson on the floor. Tauges, but the ball rolls over to Wattenhofer. 12 to shoot. Left corner now. This is Owen Borma. Back to the corner, 3:05 to go, 5 to shoot now. Nelson into the lane, head fake, duck under, 2 to shoot. He missed the shot, rebound corralled by Weber. And Piers, leading by 8, has the ball with 2:55 to play until halftime at Cathedral. Back out top comes Matt Tauges, a strong first half for the junior point guard. 2:45 to go. Tauges gets a high screen from Meyer. They jump out to double Matt, force him to pick up his dribble. Into the lane, Weber with the extra pass finds Meyer wide open. Meyer with 4, and it's a 10-point lead again, 24-14, with 2:25 remaining at Cathedral. Cathedral now with Nelson. Free throw line high. Goes left side into the hands of Luke Schultz. That comes off the rim. Offensive rebound. Wattenhofer up and in with a reverse. Carter Wattenhofer with 4. And that makes it a 24-16 lead with 2:05 remaining until half. Tauges jogs it across the midcourt stripe to the right side. Back out to the point for Tauges. 1:55 and counting at Cathedral. Leshinsky now right corner. Back to a man-to-man is Cathedral, or is Litchfield, and there's Weber picking up a loose ball, scoring and fouled. Weber with 10. The foul is on Nelson. That ball was deflected, and Aaron was just in the right spot at the right time, picked it up, dropped it in, and now Brent Dorn makes his first appearance in the ballgame, replacing Broderick Leshinsky. Noah Krieger returns for Litch. Shooting 1, senior Aaron Weber, a 10-point first half for Aaron. 1:48 to go, and he makes it. Gives Weber 11 now, 20 away from 1,980 career points now for Aaron Weber. down to the right wing, into the post, Wattenhofer. Back out. This is Schultz at the free throw line for Krieger. A minute 33 to go until half. Pierce 27, Litchfield 16. Boersma threw it behind his teammate, saved it in right, though, to Weber. And here comes Pierce again. Weber front court with a minute 20. Tauges now. Bozer right side to the line. Back out. Tauges tees up a three. That glides off the rim. Rebound kept alive by Dorn to Bozer now. 108 until halftime. Bozer tries the baseline. Goes across the way for Dorn. Inside, Myers open on a nice look from Brent Dorn. Michael Meyer finishes in the paint. Six from Meyer. We're under a minute to go, and Pierce has their biggest lead of the game. 29-16 over the Litchfield Dragons. Left corner now. Boersma drives on Bozer and scores. Owen Boersma with his first two. 35 to play here. Shot clock. There's about a 7-second differential. Pierce leading 29-18. 20 to shoot. 27 on the clock. The game clock has now... Matt Tauges puts the ball on his hip inside the jump ball circle right in the middle of the floor. They're going to run this one down on the shot clock. Eight to shoot. Now high post for Dorn. Five to shoot. Left side, Weber with four. Baseline, pull up. Off balance leaner is good. Weber will finish the half with 13 points with 2 seconds. Litchfield will get an off balance three up, but it'll clang off the rim, and that's halftime. Pierce leading by 13 at the break. 31-18 over the Dragons of Litchfield. We've reached halftime of this first round game at the 18th annual Crusader Classic at St. Cloud Cathedral High School. We'll come back with the game totals after this on You Are There Sports.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own, or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Harold, member of the boys basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to all the people involved with the award-winning musical, Into the Woods. Also, congratulations to our Excel winners this year, Taryn Becker and Lucas Audi. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for Sacrifice Bunts and Sacrifice Flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Welcome back. We are at St. Cloud Cathedral High School for the 18th annual Crusader Boys Basketball Holiday Classic. And our halftime score, Piers 31, Litchfield 18. Piers trailed just once, and that was 2-0. Then they scored the next 7 points. And right now, this 13-point lead is their largest of the half. Let's take a look at the scoring for you for Litchfield. They are led by their guard, Noah Krieger, who hit a couple of three-pointers for his 6 points. That's tops on the team. Their starting post player, Carter Wattenhofer, a couple of offensive rebound baskets. He's got 4. And then a host of guys with a couple of points apiece. Luke Schultz, John Madsen, Owen Borma, and Peyton Aller, all with 2. Nobody shot a free throw. Litchfield did not go to the free throw line in the first half. Foul situation, the only guy with 2 is Brandon Nelson, one of their starting guards. Noah Krieger has 1, starting forward Luke Schultz has 1, then a couple of guys off the bench. An inside player, Cody Schabert with 1, and a reserve guard, Peyton Aller, picked up 1. Coach John Carlson used 1 timeout. He's got 4 still available. Playing but not scoring in the half were Brandon Nelson, Andrew Fisher, Cody Schabert, and Marcus Hune for the Dragons. For the Pioneers, they are led by Aaron Weber's 13 first half points. After that, 6 for Michael Meyer, Nick Harold with 5, 4 points for Matt Taugis, 3 for Johnny Casper. And that's it. Those 5 players scored. Playing but not scoring in the half were Broderick Leshinsky, Noah Bozer, Brent Dorn, and Hunter Bednar. Foul situation for the Pioneers. Johnny Casper, the only player that picked up 2. Matt Taugis won. Michael Meyer won. Nick Harold won. So neither team with real any concerns as far as fouls go. Piers made 2 of their 3 first half free throws. 1 of 2 for Johnny Casper. 1 of 1 for Aaron Weber. Coach Matt Pepping used 1 of his timeouts. He has 4 still available. When we come back, we'll take a look at the other games in this tournament, the brackets, the way they set up, what the schedule will look like. We'll look ahead at other boys' tournaments going on, and the girls' tournament kicks off tomorrow. Just had a nice visit during that last break with the St. Cloud Cathedral girls' coach and Royalton native Ron Prom. Cathedral will be in action against Crosby Ironton in our Piers girls tournament tomorrow night. We'll tell you all about the upcoming games as the Pioneers come back out on the court here. We're awaiting the Dragons as well, about 3 minutes before the start of the second half. It's Piers 31, Litchfield 18, halftime at the Cathedral Classic on You Are There Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, Whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
It's the time of year when loved ones gather together, and it is a special time for being thankful for all of the wonderful blessings in our lives. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics and Radio Shack. I want to send my sincere thank you to all of you, our valued customers, for your patronage this past year and for your business going forward in 2016. I'd like to send you good wishes and hope that your new year will be a joyous one. Thank you again for your loyalty from all of us at Design Electronics.
Back at Cathedral, Piers out on the floor, leading Litchfield 31-18 at halftime. After this game, it will be defending Class AA champion, undefeated number one ranked Melrose in action. They're also the defending tournament champs and beating Piers in the finals last year here. Melrose will take on a 7-2 Watertown Mayor team. And then the nightcap, the host team, St. Cloud Cathedral, comes in 5-3. They play Mandan, North Dakota. The Warriors come in with a 2-2 record out in North Dakota. The Wilmer invite is going on today. This is also an 18 tournament down in Wilmer. New London Spicer against Belgrade Brutinel Rosa earlier this afternoon. Bold playing Lacquaparl Valley, getting started right about now. The 6 p.m. game there is Sauk Center against Central Minnesota Christian. And then Wilmer will take on McRae at 8 o'clock tonight. The Granite City Tournament begins tomorrow, and it's an all-day affair at Hollenbeck Hall at St. Cloud State. It starts at 11 a.m. with Becker playing Ricori. Then at 12:30, Monticello and Sartell. At 2:15, Minneapolis North plays Rogers. At 3:45, it's St. Cloud Apollo against Albany. At 5:30, Orono against St. Cloud Tech. At 7, it's Wyzetta against Champlin Park. And then at 8:30, Apple Valley is in town to face Maple Grove. Also, Annandale has a tournament beginning tomorrow. Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead tomorrow as well. Little Falls hosts their tournament. They've got Upsala in their first round game tomorrow. Second half about to get underway. Also, the girls tournament in Piers begins tomorrow. The 6 o'clock game will be Piers and Malacca, followed by Crosby Ironton against St. Cloud Cathedral, a four-team tournament Tuesday and Wednesday. Here we go with the second half. Litchfield's got the opening possession, and they will pass it into the backcourt to Brandon Nelson, and the second half begins. Piers 31, Litchfield 18. Broderick Leshinsky, Matt Tauges, Johnny Casper, Michael Meyer, Aaron Weber starting for Piers this half. Quickly right side for Nelson. Nelson works his way to the point, lost his footing, able to get it back into the hands of Luke Schultz. Well, he just went right down to a knee. Not sure if he slipped or what, or almost turned an ankle. Here's Krieger, cut off on the baseline drive by Casper. 8 to shoot. Right corner for Madsen. Back out top, Wattenhofer, 4 to shoot. Krieger has it tipped out by Casper. They've got one on the shot clock, and they've got an inbounds coming. Only 1 second to shoot here on the 35-second shot clock. 17:25 to go. Quickly in, Krieger turns, fires, air ball, and that'll be a violation. First time that the shot clock comes into play in this ball game. A good defensive effort on the half court, opening possession by the Pioneers. And now here comes Johnny Casper walking it into the front court. Piers by 13, their largest lead, 31-18. Casper out top for Weber. Weber finds Leshinsky curling around. Now Weber posting up. Looks left side for Matt Tauges. Tauges looks to drive and dish. Out to the point for Johnny Casper. Casper with Weber posting up right block, spins baseline, soft touch off the rim, into the hands of Krieger, back the other way for Litch. Now it's Nelson. A drive by Madsen, too hard left hand. Rebound cleared for Weber. Here come the Pioneers now. Weber for Leshinsky. Dribbles wing right side. Tauges out top. Matt backs off. Back for Casper. Johnny wants Weber at the point. Aaron starts his dribble to the corner. Down low, Leshinsky. Inside, Meyer. Back out, free throw line. Weber got it to drop from 15. And that gives Weber 15 points. Pierce 33. Litchfield 18. Biggest lead of the night. Wattenhopper, right side for Brandon Nelson. Long three. Krieger off. Rebound. I don't think that drew iron. They did reset the shot clock. A second effort is tipped out by Meyer, and Casper looks to run. Johnny explodes to the glass and draws a foul. A blocking foul will result in two Casper free throws coming up. And the foul is on Nelson. That's three on him. Casper for two. Johnny, too long on that one. Johnny's got 3 points. He's one of three from the free throw line. .15-43 left. Missed them both. Krieger tracks down the rebound. Pierce is now 2 for 5 from the line. Left side on the wing. Down to the post. Back out. Madsen for three. That's an air ball. Saved in. Out to the Litchfield Dragons. They hustled after that and kept it alive. The shot clock did not reset, however, because it didn't hit iron. So it's down to 13 to go. Into the high post for Madsen. Facing up to the basket against Michael Meyer. This is Nelson driving and dishing. Krieger with three to shoot. Here's a three out top and good. Brandon Nelson knocking it down. Late in the shot clock, but it counts. And with 15 minutes to play, it's 33-21 Pioneers. Here's Casper. Pick and roll with Meyer. Ball deflected out. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Pass in Weber. Substitute in. This is Peyton Aller coming in. Weber to throw it in at the end of the Pioneer bench. Into Johnny Casper. Casper for Leshinsky. Back to Weber right side. Aaron drives, kicks it out again. Leshinsky to Casper. Right side Weber. One dribble and stop. Back for Broderick Leshinsky. He drives, stops at the line. To the corner, Towne just penetrates, throws it inside. Meyer able to hold on to it, but then his pass goes away from Weber and out of bounds. That play became broken down the more and more it progressed. Madsen inbound to Krieger, and here comes Litch down 33-21, 14-25 to go. Out top, Madsen starts his dribble against Meyer. Hands it off to Aller. Now right side on the wing for Wattenhopper. Baseline drive. Fires it inside, and he stepped on the baseline. Out of bounds. Turnover. Taujus, Casper, Meyer, Weber, and Leshinsky for the Pioneers, leading by a dozen. 14-11 to go. Winner gets Bram tomorrow. Loser gets Concordia Academy of Roseville in the consolation round. Right corner, Leshinsky gives the ball to Taujus. Now to Meyer out top. Back to Matt Taujus. Matt dribble drives into the lane. Left corner, Leshinsky. And Casper breaks down Aller. Weber will put up an open three and hit. That is 18 now for Weber. 36-21 Pioneers with 13-33 to play here at Cathedral. Krieger out top. Peyton Aller gets a look and short. Rebound Taujus. He wants to run. Taujus with a 2-on-3. Baseline deep. Back out to the wing. Leshinsky kicks it out. Matt thought on it. Now good look. Taujus to Leshinsky for a bucket. And Leshinsky, his first two. The extra pass again, and a timeout for Litchfield's John Carlson. 1307. Piers by 17, 38-21 at Cathedral.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowners coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area, call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
Coach Carlson using his second timeout. Piers has opened up their largest lead, 38-21 over the Dragons of Litchfield. And I'd mentioned early, Piers has never beaten Litchfield at this tournament. They are 0-4 all time. They faced the Dragons three straight years from 2011, 12, and 13. And then they also faced them here in 2009. They lost a first-round game by 2 in 09, 62-60, the same game they're playing here, a first-round matchup, as Litchfield comes out of the timeout with possession. 13 minutes to play. This is Brandon Nelson, left side to Borma. Back to the point. Now Borma, left-handed three. That's in and out, and a rebound from Michael Meyer again. Here's Tauges up the right side in front of the Pioneer bench now to Johnny Casper. Back from Meyer, behind the arc, right side, 12:35 left at Cathedral. Casper finds Weber curling out front. Now Meyer on the right wing. Meyer finds Tauges, left side Leshinsky into the high post for Weber. Quickly back to Broderick. Leshinsky holds it, flips it back out. Seven to shoot. Casper, it's like he's going to try and take his man Nelson off the dribble. Step back jumper is long. Rebound tracked down by Borama for Litchfield. And they work it back up front now. 30 seconds on the shot clock for Litch. To the wing right side, Cody Schabert for Aller. Back out top to Andrew Fisher. Borama had it stolen away by Tauges. He's got Weber to his left. Litchfield getting back. Tauges flips it, and Weber can't save it. As the Pioneers had a 2-on-3 and still tried to force the issue and end up turning it over. Now Bozer, Bednar, and Harold will come back in for Piers. Leshinsky coming out, Meyer coming out, and Weber will sit as well with 11:49 left to play. Piers 38, Litchfield 21, 7-3 advantage scoring in this half for the Pioneers. Here's Casper diving in on a loose ball. He's going to force a held ball, and the alternating arrow goes to Piers as Casper getting down on the floor, creating a turnover. And now Coach Carlson will bring Noah Krieger back into the lineup, replacing Brandon Nelson, and Luke Schultz returns. He'll replace Peyton Aller in the Dragon lineup. Casper into Tauges. Coming up on 11 and a half minutes left at Cathedral's Crusader Classic. And 17-point Piers lead. Harold, three, good. Left side, Nick drained it. That's 8 points for Nick Harold. Nick averages 10 a game. And the lead is 20, 41-21 with 11:15 left in this game. Here's a good steal by Tauges. The ball rolls away and then off the foot of Noah Bozer as the quick hands of Tauges slap the ball away right to Noah. But the dribble knocked out of bounds off Bozer. And the ball will go back to Litch as Marcus Hune comes in. Hune replaces Owen Borma in the Litch lineup. 11:10 left. Piers by 20. They put a 7-0 run on the board early to grab a 7-2 lead, and they have just widened it since. 11 minutes left. Schabert, right side Fisher. Andrew Fisher threw it away out top. He wanted Krieger. Krieger cut one way. The pass went the other, and the resulting turnover prompts another Litch timeout. Coach Carlson trying to settle his troops. 10:54 left. Piers by 20, 41-21 at the Crusader Classic on You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
On to the timeout. Pioneers come up short on a Nick Harold attempt. Now Litchfield back in play. To the top of the key, this is Marcus Hune trying to back down Harold. Gives up the ball now. Right side, Schultz pull up baseline over Tauges, drains it. Luke Schultz has 4 points, and it's 41-23 now. Piers by 18 in this one. Baseline drive, they kick it out. Loose ball comes out to Harold as Hunter Bednar fighting inside for position. Tau just spins into the lane. Pass to Harold, deflected, and it goes off Nick and out of bounds. Turnover, back to Litch. Madsen back in. Nelson back in. Coach Pepping will counter with Leshinsky, Meyer, and Weber returning. 9:58 left. Piers by 18, 41-23 here tonight. Today, I should say. Back the other way come the Dragons. Their only lead was 2-0, 20 seconds into the game. Underneath, nice reverse layup goes up and in for Nelson. He has scored the last 5 points for Litchfield. All five of his points now in the game have come this half. It's a 16-point lead and a turnover off of Leshinsky. 9:39 to go. Coach Pepping up, chin in hand, little concern that some sloppy play has developed here. 41-25 now. Piers by 16 with 9.5 minutes remaining. Krieger left side of the free throw line for Schultz, trying to take Bednar, beat him off the dribble and draws a Bednar foul. It'll be a pass in. Hunter with his first foul, team's first. Litchfield still has not attempted a free throw tonight. Did not shoot one in the first half, and we've played almost half the second half without the Dragons going to the free throw line. 9:26, Casper's back in, Tauges back in as well. So it's the original starting five out there of Casper, Leshinsky, Weber, Tauges, and Meyer for Piers. Left side, Nelson, cut off by Tauges. Wattenhofer drives on Meyer, leans in, draws contact, and now we'll see free throws coming for Litchfield's Carter Wattenhofer. Meyer picks up his second team foul of the half. Comes with 9:11 to play. Two shots for Carter Wattenhofer, a 6-foot junior with 4 points in the game. And he still has fours. That one hit off the back iron and ricocheted back. One more for Wattenhofer. The junior will put this one up, and that one got enough of the roll to drop through. Hit the back rim, went straight up in the air, and came through the cylinder. 5 points now for Carter Wattenhofer, and it's a 5-0 run to make it 41-26. Weber, right side, draws a double team, dribbles out of it, and he threw it away. And oh, we got a Brandon Nelson got poked in the eye coming up court, and he goes down to a knee. He was out on a break. And Nelson got an eye poked, and the foul will be called on Matt Tauges. Number two on Matt. Third team foul as the trainer comes out here and attends to Nelson. He's replaced by Owen Borma back in the lineup here. 8:57 to go. The winner of this ballgame plays at 5:30 here tomorrow. So if Pierce can hold on to this 15-point lead for the last 8:50, they'll meet Bram here at 5:30 tomorrow. You'll hear all three Pioneer boys games, no matter where they play, consolation round or winner's bracket, here on You Were There Sports. Krieger, left side, jump stop, back out to Borma. Right side now on the wing. This is Luke Schultz. He hoists one up. Long rebound comes up to Broderick Leshinsky. 8:25 to play. Piers, here's a drive. Whistle. They're going to get Casper for an extra step. A traveling call on Johnny. Piers 41, Litchfield 26. 8:25 to play in the ball game. Down to my right, I see the Melrose boys standing in the entryway watching. They'll be getting dressed shortly. Backdoor cut, and we're going to have another foul on the Pioneers. They worked the give-and-go backdoor, and they got Luke Schultz going in from the left side, and Schultz will go to the free-throw line. The foul on Casper. Johnny has picked up now his third of the ball game. Fourth of the half on Pierce. Two shots coming for Schultz. He's got 4 points on the ball game. These are his first free throws. And that one comes off to the left side. No good. And now Noah Bozer will come in for Leshinsky as Casper stays on the floor. 8:16 on the clock. One more for Schultz, a 6'1 junior for the Dragons. Got one of two. Schultz now with five. The lead is 14. Piers 41. Litchfield 27. Michael Meyer left side. Right side, behind the arc for Talges, holds the ball over his head, dribbles once. Casper at the free throw line. Meyer, 17-foot jumper, good, hit it. Michael Meyer from just inside the arc. Meyer now with 8 points. Pioneers had been sitting on 41 for a while. Now it's 43-27. We've got a whistle away from the ball by Marty Ratty, one of our three officials here. They're going to call Talges for a hold away from the ball. That is Matt's third and the fifth Pioneer foul this half. Talges will come in and come out, and Noah Bozer enters the ball game. Into Borma in the right corner, guarded by Nick Harold. Trying to back Nick down, he stands his ground. Out top for Andrew Fisher now. Rotating around to run the point is Krieger. Krieger hands it off back to Borma. 20 to shoot, 7:35 to play, 43-27. Piers with the lead in this quarterfinal round. Krieger for Fisher, back out Schultz. 10 to shoot, right corner for Wattenhofer. Into the lane, Krieger with five. He's 3 feet behind the arc. He hoists one up. He panicked a little bit, and it's out of bounds. He still had about 5 seconds on the shot clock when he just turned around and threw it up at the rim, and it goes out of bounds on an air ball. And Piers gets it with 7:16 left to play here at Cathedral. Pioneers lead it 43-27 over the Dragons of Litchfield here, looking to advance to face Bram in the semis. Here's Meyer, tries it right side. That one comes long. Rebound to Fisher of Litchfield. Under 7 minutes to play now, 6:52 and counting. Piers 43, Litchfield 27. Dragons with the ball. Casper bodying up on Krieger, forced him to pick up his dribble. Into the post for Wattenhofer, facing Weber. Turns around and shoots too hard. Rebound tipped out, kept by Schultz. Off for Krieger. Krieger cut off, throws it up against Casper, and Meyer tracks it down. Up the left sideline comes Noah Bozer. Bozer back to Johnny. 6:22 to play in this basketball game. Casper gets a screen from Harold, goes to the basket, lays it up, and it comes off the rim. Krieger with the rebound. Good play, though. Just not able to finish was Johnny Casper. Down low goes Fisher with a post-up move. Missed everything from a foot away, and it comes to Weber. Weber back the other way. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Bozer, three-pointer on the way, in and out. Rebound on the floor for Krieger. Piers 43, Litchfield 27, 5:50 to go. Here's a Schultz three. That comes up short. And right to Aaron Weber with a rebound. And whistle, and we got a timeout for Coach Matt Pepping and the Pioneers at the 5:45 mark. The score, Pierce 43, Litchfield 47 on You Are Their Sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Out of the timeout, Pierce comes up empty on a Johnny Casper attempt, and now Noah Krieger works the ball into the front court for Litchfield. 43-27, Pierce leading Litchfield with 5:20 left to play second half. Three-pointer, Aller from out top, short, rebound loose, Krieger up. That rolls off the rim, tipped and taken by Aaron Weber. And the senior, who leads everybody with 18 points tonight, dribbles out and goes right side for Nick Harold. Harold for Bozer. Left side, Casper. 5 minutes left to play. Pierce 43, Litchfield 27. To the top of the key, Bozer back to Weber. On Madsen, baseline glides up in and a foul. Count it and one. 20 for Weber. And Madsen will pick up the Litch foul, his first. Only the second Dragons foul of the half. And now Brandon Nelson will replace Noah Krieger in the backcourt for Litchfield, and Weber will shoot one free throw. He's one for one. A 20-point game for Weber. And short rebound for the Dragons, Marcus Hune. And Casper tips the pass coming up court out of bounds. It'll stay with the Dragons. 4:44 left. 45-27 Pioneers. The 20-point game for Weber now moves him within 11 of 1,000 points in his career. Ball kicked around, loose, picked up by Bozer. Noah with the Dragons hustling back. Now he'll curl back and set it up with Johnny Casper. 4.5 minutes to go. Casper drive and dish to Weber. Left side, Bozer. Noah, one dribble, gives it to Aaron, left corner. Meyer asking for it on a post-up, doesn't get it. Now to Bozer, back out for Weber. 4:15 to play, 12 to shoot. Weber, left side, Bozer. Bozer to Weber again. 4 to shoot. Weber trying to get off his shot. He'll put up an off-balance leaner. No, rebound on the floor. Two Dragons fight for it, and they come out of it with Nelson. Nelson for Madsen. Back now, Marcus Hune. Tipped by Harold and stolen by Nick. Nick's got a three-on-three. Left hand, backs down defender. Back out Weber. Weber drives, no look inside. Bozer turns and scores. Noah Bozer. Bozer with the hoop with 3:35 to play, and Matt Pepping ready to bring in Dorn, Bednar, and Leshinsky and Taugis. 3:25 left, back to a 20-point lead, 47-27, Pierce leading Litchfield. Into the lane, just coming up and losing the ball, going up was Aller, and Casper steps around a defender, scores, and is fouled. Casper will shoot an and one. That's 5 points now for Johnny. Aller just went up for a shot and didn't bring the ball with him. Marcus Hune is called for the foul, his first, team's third. And both teams making wholesale changes now. Casper will stay on the court. Meyer comes out. Bozer's out. Weber's out. Casper will be coming out as Brent Dorn awaits the replacement with 3:15 to go. And it's good, and now Johnny will sit, likely done for the ball game. He finishes off that three-point play, and it gives him 6 points in the game. and it's a 23-point lead, the biggest of the game for the Pioneers, 50-27 over Litchfield. Madsen, front court now. They give the ball to Luke Schultz. Back out to Wattenhofer. Left side, Brandon Nelson as they cut baseline. Inside, Madsen gets a look, missed it underneath the rim, and it comes down to Taugis. Taugis goes to the basket, missed short on a layup, and the rebound down to Luke Schultz, and then it's lead pass picked off by Harold. 2:45 to go, Piers by 23, 50-27 over Litch. Here's Bednar, kept the pivot foot down to prevent a travel. Back to Taugis now. Matt finds Harold coming out top. 2.5 minutes to go here at the Crusader Classic. Here's Leshinsky right side. Back to Taugis. Taugis will drive, stop in the corner. Looks inside for Harold. Ball ping-pongs around. Finally picked up by Bednar. His short shot, nope. Then it's Harold picking it up and scoring. And Nick Harold's in double figures with 10, and John Carlson will use a timeout. With 2:11 to play, Piers now by 25, 52-27 over Litchfield on You Are There Sports.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Well, the Pioneers have stretched their lead to 25 over Litchfield now, 52-27. Just 2 minutes, 11 seconds remain, and it'll be Piers and Bram tomorrow at 5:30 in the semifinals of this tournament. Litchfield with the ball coming out of the timeout. Here's Borma. Pass deflected. Harold chases, rolls it into Dorn. Good effort by Nick Harold. Now Talges back the other way with a minute 50 to go. Harold left side. Whistle and we'll get a blocking foul. There's a new player out there on the court and he just picked up a foul for Litch. And that is number 11. And I don't have an 11 on their roster. Team's fourth. It's of little consequence though as Taugis will bring the ball up court now. A minute 45 to play at the Crusader Classic. It'll be the first ever win for Piers over Litchfield in this tournament. 0-4 in previous tournament matchups with the Dragons. Leshinsky in traffic is fouled as he made a drive down the right side of the lane. And the foul is on Litch's Brandon Nelson. That's 4 on him. We'll see if they call it a shooting foul. I don't think it was in the act of shooting. It looked like Broderick was looking to pass, and that is the call. It'll be a baseline right pass, and Nick Harold directing his teammates now lobs it out front to Taugis. A minute and a half to go here at Cathedral. Harold out front for Taugis. Taugis dribbles. Knocks the ball over where Dorn gets a shot up. Now Leshinsky fights for the board. Bednar inside gets a bucket to drop. Timeout Piers, Hunter Bednar. First two for Hunter. And Lucas Adi comes in. Chris Gammon in. Meyer and Leshinsky sit. As the Pioneers, with a minute 11 to go, have a 27-point lead. Front court now comes Borsma, cutting to the basket and getting one to drop. That is Cody Schabert, his first two. 50 seconds to go here. 54-29. Piers in front of Litchfield. Here's a three for Lucas Adi. Rims out. Borma with the Litchfield board. He'll bring it back. 40 seconds to go. And there's Chris Gammon with a steal for the Pioneers. Back to Nick Harold. Harold to Adi. Three-pointer for Lucas. Good! Adi for three! Lucas Adi makes it 57-29. A Litchfield three on the other end comes off. Bednar with the rebound with 15 seconds to go. And the Pioneers will put up another three from Adi. Back-to-back threes for Lucas Adi. Back the other way. One final shot of the game, and it's a long three, and there's the buzzer. And Piers has beaten Litchfield 60-29 to advance to the semifinals of the Crusader Classic. And we'll begin the post-game show after this.
You shouldn't have to travel from your hometown for rehab services. No matter where you had surgery, you have the right to choose the superior physical and occupational therapy, speech and language pathology, and cardiac rehabilitation services offered right here at St. Gabriel's Hospital and Little Falls Orthopedics. Their skilled teams of rehab specialists will help you get well again, no matter your condition. Imagine better health.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
Welcome back to the 18th annual Crusader Boys Holiday Basketball Classic here at St. Cloud Cathedral High School, where the Piers Pioneers have beaten the Litchfield Dragons 60-29 in the quarterfinals to advance to the semis. Tomorrow afternoon at 5:30, they will face the Bram Bombers, a 40-point winner over Concordia Academy of Roseville earlier today. So the first two brackets are set. The consolation round tomorrow will begin with Concordia against Litchfield. That first game tomorrow will get started at 2 o'clock. Concordia and Litchfield. And then the 3:30 game will be the loser of the upcoming game between Watertown Mayor and Melrose against the loser of the St. Cloud Cathedral Mandan North Dakota game. That'll be the consolation semifinal at 3:30 tomorrow. Then the championship semifinals, Piers and Bram at 5:30 tomorrow here. And then the winners of the next session coming up, either Melrose, Watertown Mayor will face either Cathedral or Mandan in the other championship semifinal. So two games in the books, and for the first time ever here at the Cathedral Crusader Classic, Piers has defeated Litchfield in a tournament game. They were 0-4 prior to this, including a 40-point loss to the Dragons in 2011, an 18-point loss in 2012, a 9-point loss here 2 years ago, and a 2-point loss in 2009 in the first round. So Pioneers win handily today, 60-29 over Litchfield. Here are the scoring totals. Leading the way, Noah Krieger for Litch with 6 points. A couple of first half threes. And weren't exactly on back-to-back trips up the court, but at least within a span of two or three possessions, and that was enough to lead Litchfield in scoring, as with only 29 points, 6 points is the tops on the board. Five each for Brendan Nelson, Carter Wattenhofer, and Luke Schultz for the Dragons. And then John Madsen, Owen Borma, Cody Schabert, and Peyton Oller each score two for Litch. They were just 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Made 50% in the second half. Litchfield goes to 2-7 now on the season. Their only two wins came back-to-back 2 days apart in mid-December. December 15th, they beat Mound Westonka 47-45 in overtime. And then on the 17th, they won at Painesville by 3, 48-45. The majority of their games have been close. They lost by 1 to open the season, 51-50 at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Ricori handled them pretty good in Cold Spring, 63-36. Then they lost by 9 at Minnewaska, 50-41. Then a 4-point loss to Hutchinson, 36-32. So they started the year 0-4, then won those two against Mound Westonka and Painesville. And coming into this tournament, they had lost 50-45 at Rockford. And then they had dropped a 63-62 overtime game to Benson. So for the most part, the Dragons were in every game other than basically that Ricori game, I would say. But they were really not in it here this afternoon. They scored the game's first 2 points. Pierce scored the next seven. And they go on to cruise to a 31-point win, 60-29. Over Litchfield here this afternoon. Leading the way for the Pioneers is Aaron Weber with 20 points. Aaron came in needing 31 to hit that magical 1,000-point career mark, so 20 took a good chunk out of that. He'll need 11 tomorrow, or a combination of 11 in the next two games to get to 1,000. He'll have a chance against Bram tomorrow at 5:30. After that, the second leading scorer today, Nick Harold with 10. Michael Meyer finishes with 8 points. 6 points for Johnny Casper. Lucas Adi's couple of threes in the last 30 seconds gives him 6 points. 4 for Matt Tauges. 2 points for Broderick Leshinsky. Noah Bozer with 2. Hunter Bednar finishes with 2. Playing but not scoring were Chris Gammon and Brent Dorn. So the Pioneers now improve their record to 4-2 on the season. And they've got the Bram Bombers, the high-powered Bomber team, tomorrow here. Remember, Piers upset Bram last year on a Johnny Casper buzzer-beater three-pointer. So Bram and Piers will meet for the second year in a row. Piers has also beaten Bram a couple of years ago. I believe it was a Johnny Furman layup at the buzzer, if I remember right. 3 or 4 years ago here at this tournament that beat Bram in overtime. But Pioneers have had some success against Bram here at this tournament, but they'll have their hands full with a highly ranked Bram team tomorrow at 5:30. Is that championship semifinal game? Neither the upcoming game, Melrose Watertown Mayor teams have taken the court yet. They're scheduled for a tip-off of 5:30 here. So not sure if they'll hold that or if they'll just roll right through. That Bram Concordia game went running time today, as Bram winning by 40-some points here over the Deacons of Concordia Academy. The girls' basketball tournament for the Pioneers begins tomorrow at the MAC in Piers. The first round game starts at 6 o'clock. That'll have this St. Cloud Cathedral School in action. Cathedral will take on Crosby Ironton at 6, and then Piers will face Malacca following that game as the Pioneer girls hosting a four-team, two-day tournament beginning tomorrow. Again, the final here, Piers 60, Litchfield 29. We thank everyone for listening. We'll see you back here for that 5:30 semifinal tip-off between Piers and Bram tomorrow right here on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, AMP Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Piers Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. Again, thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.